happen to an informal manly type of traditional symbol that shows lovers to the earth with a solid outpost and completed activity as the life of the woman and how we can take that life back into our community. This story, which we use quite often during the year, symbolizes the life of Christ to go on the front of the life, but it symbolizes his life in the middle. So, journey was thinking about the life, of Christ, since Jesus is the life of the world. Now, I've got a question for you. What do you mean by life? Are you going to get any answer to life? To see, exactly, what's going to be the answer? Is it true? What's the story? What's the reason? Do you want something else? So we want the truth, and we want the growth of Jesus. Like to live, yes, like to live. So we need it to grow, living, and to see. See that? Oh, that is what it's all about, isn't it? And this is helpful because Jesus is a people of the world. He really is the light of the world. He asked us to be his light bearers. Now, I'd like the Bible to go out to everybody in the congregation. So, if you can do that between you, I'd like everybody in the choir and the front, everybody over there. So, I want lots of help to do that. And as you receive your candle, I'd like you to see this as a symbol. Because we're commissioned to share in Jesus' mission and ministry. We are God's agents sharing the light into our communities, into our families, into our schools, into our workplace. And we are asked to provide light to everybody we meet in all ways. Now, I've got another question. What do we do bearers of light to Jesus? What does this actually look like in our real day lives? How can we do these bearers of light? Anybody have any ideas?
We can be nice sort of people.
Yeah, we can be nice sort of people. Anybody else got anything to say? How can we do Jesus' bearers of light?
It is a major story, so we can be role models in our lives, show others, and do the most of the prayer for God, for us, for us, and the way we live our lives.
Yes, that's a really good one. So we can be kind, we can be a good role model. Are there any other ways that we can do, like Jesus, sharing his life in the world?
Talk to people when they're starting lonely.
Oh, absolutely, that's a really good one. So we can be companions and friends to people who actually are feeling sad. Are there any other ways to bring light bearers? Oh, thank you. So, yeah. Oh, there's one more here. Thank you, John. We're going to make an exercise this morning. I don't need to find out more than one. So everybody got a candle. Hands up, anybody who hasn't got a candle. take the lessons our people of Jesus in faith. And I think I've got a lot more time. If we can have some help with school candles.
Yeah. Maybe we can have some help.
Questions, what more? That more than one. So, life and life again.
Life
and life again. Life and life again. Then. Even on a not that moment, no, not that one, it's not that moment, but we've got the candle out now. And as we're holding our candles, I want us to focus on the light in front of us. Look at the flame. Look at the warm glow. And if you can see the warm glow, what is it for you that Jesus is always with us? And why are the things doing things that we've worked out? Well, quite simply, so that we can talk to God, that He did before us, and to glorify God in all that we do. Because this act of love that we've been talking about in the times, being the role model, helping others in need, volunteering, being a good friend in school when something's been done, these tiny little acts of kindness are what makes us light bearers in our community, to Jesus. Jesus' life helps us find our way through life, even when things seem very dark, even when we think we can't see the light, which is there. It's always there, going, because we're all here. And as soon as we've demonstrated, when you have a light, you couldn't hold it. This is not absolutely ridiculous if we start our reading to house a lamp under a basket or in a cupboard or under a bed. Because how can you see that's a lamp? As far as the truth is, our part is to make this light shine brightly in our lives and in our communities. And as you said, sharing his light can be very practical. That can be serving others with love and with kindness. But it's all for more than that, it's worshipping them, coming together to worship them. And also having a good attitude towards others, being positive and putting others first, being kind and gentle. So three steps into really good things when we work together to serve the light. Now, I'd like you to blow out your candles, and as you do, watch as the smoke goes up. What goes up and out into the world, like Jesus going out before us. The time and number of all the days of your life and the smoke of what was supposed to go out of us. We have the light back now. In a few moments, we're going to have to come and try out some of the local craft. Now, we have quite a few things to do. So, over here, we have the painting tool. And it's a very useful. So, we have to paint the piece of paper and see what will come out. And then over here, we have candles for you to decorate. And there's a repair mat to take home with you. And I think those are the size of some of the other things too. And then lastly, there's a wonderful activity over here. We were thinking about how Christ's light shines in our community. So in the table by the board, there are some candles and things for colouring, and thinking about how we all can be Christ's light in our community. And as you're there, maybe pray over the top of the group that are part of our community. But things like that. So before we do that, let us pray. Loving God, be light in our homes and light in our lives. Lord Jesus, walk with us. Help us to bring your banners of light as we go out from here today. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.